You're listening to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life, the podcast where we are becoming the best versions of ourselves, rich in all areas of our lives, not just our bank accounts. I'm Alicia Ward. I'm your host on this journey to create a life rich with fulfillment, health, and mental wealth. In each episode, we'll share insights, we'll share lessons, and we'll share practical tips to empower you on your own path to a rich and meaningful existence. Please make sure to check the show notes for all links and all sponsors, and please subscribe and leave us a review. Thanks for listening. Before we get to today's episode, I just want to thank our sponsors. First of all, Mindful Meds. I can't say enough good things about this company. I have been taking Mindful Meds supplements, both that include psilocybin for microdosing and the ones that do not, for since this company was born, honestly. And they help with your overall health, your mental health, anxiety, addiction issues. There's so many things that microdosing can help you with. So I really encourage you to check the show notes, go to the link, check out the website, learn more about it, message them on Instagram if you want. All the information is linked for you there, as well as a code for a discount if you decide to try Mindful Meds out.
What's up? What's up? Welcome to another episode of my podcast. Happy to have you here. Happy Love Day, which was yesterday when you're listening to this. So I hope all of you beautiful ladies were spoiled for Valentine's Day by your mans, given everything you wanted and deserve, you know? Because it's love. Love is the highest vibration. So everybody's feeling a little bit more love, even if you're single. You know, Valentine's Day doesn't need to be sad or ick if you're single. You can love on yourself in lots of ways, you know? Take yourself out for a nice dinner, or just stay home and do like a nice spa night to yourself, some self-care. I don't know if you're buying that bottle of wine, or just watching your favorite movie, but are you making love to yourself? Something that you can do, I recommend. All those things, you know, just loving on yourself in whatever way that makes you feel good. Do that for you. I mean, don't just do it because it's Valentine's Day yesterday and week. Do that all the time. Love on yourself, because the way that you love yourself will bring in, it will matter. What am I trying to say here? The way that you love on yourself, it goes with the whole, you know, be who you want to attract. So be the love you want to attract in your life. Treat yourself how you want someone to treat you. Treat yourself with respect. Treat yourself with love. Say kind things to yourself. Make yourself feel good. You know, don't deny yourself the things that make you feel good for any reason. So there's that. What else? Since last week, I pulled the trigger on investing into my mentorship further. Even though I am a mentor myself and a coach, you know, I am still always investing into myself to better myself and learn more. Because when you're coaching people to go through transformation, you also need to be going through transformations yourself. And it just comes down to, you know, if you're not growing, you're dying. And that means that even people who are in high level mentorship positions or coaching positions, no matter where you're at on your journey, you should always be investing in yourself. And that doesn't mean just investing in coaching, for example, that is part of it for sure, but investing your time into personal growth. That's why we're here. You're listening to the podcast. That is investing time into yourself, into learning, into seeing things differently, into, you know, getting those gears turning in your head, investing into books that you're reading, just investing time and money in general. You know, buy that book. Who cares if it's $30? Because when what you're going to get from that book, it could help you. Like, we'll just hold ourselves back from doing things and investing time and money into ourselves and things. And take it from me, I've been, you know, I've procrastinated on investing into myself lots in my journey since 2016, when I really started getting into personal development and personal growth. I've invested thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands and thousands of dollars into, you know, myself and my growth, whether that be through coaching, through events. We used to go on these crazy events and stay in these crazy places, and we would have, you know, speakers come in. I've even done some public speaking on stage. Those are crazy times. Investing in books, having a podcast like this, you know, I'm investing my time and my money into growing this podcast and spreading my message. And, you know, that is investing. But there's been times in my life where I haven't been investing any time or any money into my personal growth. And those were my stages of real stagnancy. So right now, I have a lot that I've invested into that I'm working on to just keep me out of those stagnant zones. Things like investing in support for my podcast to help me stay consistent and get those, you know, video clips out and get the growth on Instagram and get the videos edited on YouTube. All of that I'm investing into. It helps hold me accountable. I've invested into a new mentorship program we just started today, which when I'm recording this episode. So that feels really good for me. I definitely was very hesitant on pulling the trigger for that. Humming and hawing and like, oh, I could really use all this money for like XYZ. But you have to look at things like, okay, maybe I don't invest that money and I can spend it on, you know, XYZ over the next 6 weeks or whatever. But what am I missing out on if I don't invest that money into myself? Because the idea of going through the mentorship again and coaching and learning the things that I feel like I struggle with the most, that's only going to set me further ahead and it's only going to bring more abundance into my life. You know, so I get really fired up about that. Aside from that, I have a couple courses that I'm working on getting through as well, and then building, you know, my different business and all my different income streams and creating products. And it's been crazy and busy, and I've been really tired this last week for sure. I don't know if I've been battling a sickness or what, but lots of naps have been happening, and I'm just trying to surrender into that. It's like I can't show up as my best self if I'm feeling dead tired, so I'm gonna take a nap. You know, I'm not going to feel bad for it, because I know in life, everything always does work out, you know, and you have to listen to your body all the time. And you know that I preach that so much, listening to your body energetically, it will speak. And so if your body is tired, probably because you need rest, right? If you don't feel good and you feel anxious around someone, it's probably because, and you're not typically like that, is what I mean. You're probably feeding off their energy in there, but anxious and I don't know, listening to these things, right? Paying attention to how we feel. Anyways, yeah, I'm so excited about a lot of those things though. It's been such a crazy 2024 already. We're only, you know, not even 2 months in, but there's lots happening that I'm excited about and proud of, and also, you know, fearful of. Like, we all have fear that is underneath the surface about things, about doing new things, investing into ourselves, starting new things, new relationships, maybe you're moving, whatever it is you're doing in your life right now, that there is some underlying fear for you. I really encourage you to lean in to what scares you. Lean in to that fear, because usually on the other side of those, that fear that you have, is like a massive breakthrough or transformation or just huge growth for you. And I have personally experienced this in my life time and time and time again. I have made a lot of decisions in my life that, you know, were coupled with fear. There's a lot of fear around it. Fear to invest the money, fear to make that move to the city, fear to move to another country, fear to end a relationship, fear to set boundaries, just all the fear. And I think that the fear can be, you know, a type of guiding system for us, a sense of like a compass, you know, and the way that you feel. Like if you're afraid of something, but you still feel really drawn to it and you can't stop thinking about it, maybe that is investing in something. Like I couldn't stop thinking about investing in this coaching that I did. I couldn't stop. It just kept popping up. I kept seeing signs, my number signs, you know, and I kept thinking about it. And so I was just like, you know, even though I'm afraid for my own reasons, I'm going to do it anyway. So I did it. Super happy that I did. As soon as I pulled the trigger on it and made that decision, all the fear kind of like went away and it was replaced with excitement and motivation and inspiration and like, and motivation to just make the most of it. And that's one thing in this industry, and when it comes to investing in stuff, that is so true, is that when you pay attention. So when you actually invest money into something for yourself, you're going to show up and pay attention. I mean, this isn't new to the personal growth or entrepreneurship industry or coaching industry. This is people go to college or university and they spend all this money. And so they do go, they show up, they pass classes. Maybe they're partying and hungover every morning, but they're still getting to class and finishing because they know how much money has been invested into that. Now, it's kind of that rule applies everywhere in our life. When we pay for something, that we're going to pay attention a lot more than if things are just free to us. Then when things are free, we tend to just like overindulge or just not value it as much. And that's just something to keep in mind for yourself. If there's, you know, if you're like, okay, I could invest in this thing that I feel so drawn to, but instead I could just watch free YouTube videos and try and learn these things that way. Like, my coaching program is focused really around passive income streams and systems set in place. So that's the back end stuff that I'm not the best at. I'm talking stuff like workflows, email workflows, and funnels. And if you don't know what that stuff is, that's okay. It's like the back end, more technical stuff of a business. And I can do it, and I have built funnels and email workflows and all the things. It's just not my strong point. It's not what I love to do, and I will procrastinate on that side of things the most. But it is something that I want set up because I want my business really running like a well-oiled machine on the back end so that I can step away from it. And, you know, even if I take a week away from it, I know that it's still running in the back end. There'll still be money coming in. Passive income is where it's at. 2024 is the year. What did my mentor say the other day? 2024 is the year of peace. Passive income, peace. And I don't know what the other one was, but yeah, we were talking about that on our call. And I do believe that 2024 is the year of passive income. You know, for me, I am turning 34 in May, and this year holds a lot of major life events, I feel. You know, not that I can tell the future, I know for sure, but I can just feel it. I can just feel it. 2024 is a year of big, massive change for me. 2024 is magic. There's going to be things happening this year that I was starting to feel like wouldn't ever happen. And, but building systems for passive income to really explode in my business is something that I am so committed to, because I've seen how that works, and it's not something I'm going to sleep on. Okay. I have been in the digital business since 2016, and it's never been easier with the tools that are available to us to create passive income. There's so many easy ways for anyone to start making money online. And even if it's little, you know, right off the top of my head, four ways that I earn income online is my Amazon storefront, which anybody can create, and it's very easy to do. It's digital products, whether they're low ticket and they cost $7, or they're, you know, middle like $400, or they're more and they're thousands of dollars. Affiliate marketing is another. So working with other brands and promoting their products, like Mindful Mints for me, that is one that brings in income as well. And I can't think of a fourth right now, so let's just go with three so I can stay in flow state here. But that's three ways right off the top of my head that I have income coming in different ways. Now, where I want to be better is like having more of a structure, so they're just all of these ways, because I have so many ideas and so many different things that can bring in income. And what I lack is like the organization and the flow of it all. So each week, you know, so everything kind of flows together, if that makes sense. So I know that's where I struggle. And so when I saw the coaching program, that was like literally the solution for that. Yeah, I could go and spend my time and not invest any money and use YouTube and use like the training within my email platform and all these things to learn this stuff for sure. But I know myself, and I know that I would probably procrastinate on doing that, or I just wouldn't really understand it as well, because I'm not the best learner. I'm a, you know, pretty like squirrel brain ADHD. It's hard for me to sit and learn. I like to do. I like to create. I like to post. I like to connect with people, engage with people. So when it comes down to doing that back end stuff, sitting at the computer, even like learning from somebody who might be a little bit more dry and like, yeah, not for me. So I love being in a group setting. I love being surrounded by other women who are building their business and building passive income streams and like willing to invest in themselves, because hey, you're a product of who you surround yourself with. So if you're in a room with people who think that it's fucking stupid to invest in your dreams and invest in yourself, then you're never gonna do that. But if you put yourself in the rooms with people who, you know, are doing better than you and who are working up towards similar things as you, then everything can shift and change. And it's one thing since I got into entrepreneurship that has always stayed the same for me, is that as soon as I make those decisions to invest, take big action like that, then I get big results. Always like clockwork, because those decisions can be the scariest decisions to make. Deciding to invest money that maybe you don't even potentially have into yourself and your dreams and your business when it's unknown on the other side, and you're putting full faith and trust into yourself and into your coach, if that's what you're investing in, that is scary for sure. But take it from me, I've been there many, many times, and I always have gotten my money's worth from whatever it is in some shape, way, or form. Even if it's just the, you know, the guts to know that the next time I want to invest in myself, that it's going to be something that I'm going to do because I know it's going to push me more forward in the direction that I want to go. And you know me, I hate to feel stagnant. Hate. I loathe it. It's like the worst feeling. And as an entrepreneur who works full time for myself and from home, it's very easy for me to get distracted and not do any work, or just feel stagnant and then just like not do any work. It's finding the routine and the addiction to my business and to my growth and to what I'm working on that I need in order to really thrive. Because it's, you know, and again, this comes back to the passive income. For me, I want those systems set up, because if there's a week where I'm not feeling so hot, or like I said, I'm taking some time off, I still want that running in the background. Right now, my business relies pretty heavily on me showing up and me, you know, being present. And if I'm not showing up in stories or doing the content or connecting with people, then it just, you know, then there's just not a lot of action happening in my business. So creating passive, automated income streams and systems is the game changer for that. And I am so excited. So literally that's when I signed up for coaching on. It's like, I'm going passive. In the next few months, these systems are going to be set up. And then I can just focus on what I love to do, which is create, doing things like this, connect, which I also love to do, and then scale the business. And I'm very excited about it. Anyways, that was a little bit about that. But I hope that encourages you. You know, if there's something that you've been holding back on, I don't know if it's investing or maybe like visiting someone or whatever it is that you keep thinking about, then, or that you have some fear around, then maybe it's time that you lean into that fear and go through it. You know, your dreams and your goals for yourself, they're not too much. You know, maybe you feel that way, like that it's too much, that you watch somebody that has something that you want, and you don't think that you can have that for yourself, or you don't think that you have the skills, or you don't think that you have what it takes, or you think because you have zero followers, you couldn't start a podcast or start a business, which is all just bullshit, you know, because you can. Your standards for yourself and what you want in your life, they're not too high. And that applies for anything. That applies for what you want in terms of a relationship for yourself. That applies for what you want in terms of like your health, your body, your physical health, your mental health. That applies for, you know, what your family is like, what your family life is like, and that applies to your education. You can, like, if you're 40 years old and you want to go back to school to become a fucking nurse, then go to school and become a nurse. You don't have to snuff out your dreams or your desires because you can find reasons not to do it, because you can find just as many reasons to do the things that you continue to think about. And you have to be able to lean into the fear that you feel instead of give into the fear that you feel, because you absolutely are worthy. And our purposes here on this planet are huge. We are here to fulfill purpose. And nothing makes someone feel more worthless than lacking purpose. And I think that is, you know, from personal experience with my mom and all that, you know, she had 6 kids and she had her first kid at 19. So forever she was pregnant and a wife and a mother. And then when all of the children grew up and moved out, it was like that purpose was gone for her. And then she had to figure life out all on her own again and like go back to work for minimum wage. And it's like everything shifted and changed. She had an empty house and she wasn't getting, you know, income for having the kids at home anymore. And like she had to take control at that point. And she had no experience really or really direction on how to do that. I mean, she didn't even have like an iPhone or a laptop for the longest time. And it was us kids that had to get her those things and like teach her how to apply for jobs online and like build her a resume and do those things. And I witnessed all that. And it's just not something that I want for anybody. You know, it's not something that I want for myself. Yes, I want to be a mother and I want to be a wife and I want those things to be my priority when I have them. But that doesn't mean that my passion projects and my, you know, my passion projects, meaning like this podcast, my business, my brand through Instagram and working on my own self will get pushed to the side. There's no fucking way, because I've seen the damage that that can do personally to my own mother. Okay. And I've just known for a long time that that's not what I want for myself. You can have it all. You don't have to choose, you know, building a brand and working on your, you know, your personal growth or being a great mother. I think that it goes together. In order to be an amazing wife and partner and mother and whatever, you do need to invest time into yourself. You need to know who you are. You need to have time where you get to connect, like reconnect with yourself, so you don't lose touch with who you really are. And that is such a big problem I have personally experienced. You know, I'm not a mother yet or a wife, but I have found that in different relationships, I have lost touch with myself, with who I really am, with what really matters to me. Because obviously when you're dating somebody, it's someone that you're surrounding yourself with the most. And so if, you know, what they're into and what they believe doesn't align with you, it's likely that you'll start to disconnect from those parts of yourself, and then eventually it'll catch up to you and you'll start to feel a little lost. Maybe you won't know how to explain it, but it's kind of like that rose-colored glasses experience that we all go through when it comes to dating, especially. You know, maybe you meet somebody new and you get these rose-colored glasses on your face, and your friends are, you know, they hang out with you guys, they meet them, and they're kind of not really understanding what it is you like about the person, but you seem to be happy, and so they're supportive of you. And then when shit goes really south for you, and you kind of separate yourself from it, and I know we've all been through this, and you're like, whoa, how did I not see that when I was in it? And your friends are like, I know, I question the same thing. And you're like, I had some fucking rose-colored glasses on because I wanted everything to work out in a certain way. And so you start to ignore how you actually feel, which is a big no-no. Can't do that. You know, you have to, again, all of this circles back. Sometimes I feel like all my podcast episodes are the same, but it all circles back to, you know, your self-awareness of how you feel in certain situations, your self-awareness of how you feel around certain people doing certain things. And so if you aren't giving yourself the time to connect with yourself, you know, then you won't be able to do that as easily. And I mean, when we're dating and we start to like somebody new, it can be very easy to lose touch with that or not make space for the time for yourself, because you're in something new, it's exciting, you want more of it, it's addicting, you're on your phone all the time, you know, you're sleeping with somebody new at night, maybe you're spending all your time together. So then you're losing those moments that you had in your with yourself prior to that, and you want to always make time and space for that. And that has to be a non-negotiable in your life, whether you're a parent or not, or however it applies to you, it's a non-negotiable that you get that time for you, that you time, that self-care, the time to read a book and journal and sit in silence and like just be with yourself. I think it's the most important thing for anyone, especially women. Like, I can't imagine going into motherhood and all of a sudden, you know, your life isn't about you so much anymore. It's about your baby. It's about your kids. It's about your family. Okay. And that is such a huge change. And the changes that women experience going through after giving birth, obviously becoming a mother, not to mention like hormonally and postpartum and your body changes and all of that. It's like, it's a dangerous zone. You know, women, including my mother in my life and women who are close to me, have, you know, spoken to me about their experiences after giving birth to their first baby, especially, and the postpartum and stuff that came with it. And I'm being totally honest when I say it scares the fuck out of me, because I know mentally how low my brain can go when I stop really taking care of my mental health and stuff. So if you're all of a sudden thrown into a whole new lifestyle and you have a child to take care of and your hormones are all messed up and you don't have people in your life who you can speak openly about that, then it's going to weigh heavy on you and have such negative effects. So that was a huge rant on that, but it's just to really hammer into you that you deserve time with yourself. What you know that you deserve, it's totally valid. Your standards for yourself are not too high. If you need an hour of day to just be with yourself and read a little bit and journal or whatever it is, go for a long ass walk, then you aren't asking for too much. And I think that we can live in a society where we can feel like we're asking for too much because we see people around us doing okay with less. And it doesn't matter. You can't compare apples to oranges. You can't compare yourself to anybody else because you don't know what they're actually going through or how they're actually feeling inside. The only thing that you know is how you feel. And if you don't show up and root for yourself, then nobody will. You have to be your own number one. You have to understand yourself. You have to understand certain signs of you needing like more time or space for yourself, or just pay attention, because you're meant to live feeling good. You're meant to be happy. Like, you're not here to be fucking miserable. You're here on this planet to serve a purpose and be happy and evolve as a human being. And so all of this is connected. And so if you lesser and you accept less than what you really desire and what you deserve in order to please other people, aka sacrificing essentially your own well-being just to please other people around you, then you're people-pleasing and you're gonna go nowhere fast. It will not serve you. The best thing that you can do for yourself, or like for your family, for your relationship, for your business, is show up for yourself first. And then when you have a full cup, then you can pour into others, because we can't pour from an empty cup, and you know that. So don't ever feel that you need to sacrifice your own well-being and lesser yourself in order to please other people, because people-pleasing, it ain't it. That's not a way to live on a high vibration and wake up loving the life that you have. In order to do that, you need to make sure that you're filling your cup first, and that's what matters the most. And with that, that is the end of episode 141. Thank you so much for being here. I hope that lit a fire under you. Make sure that you go check the show notes. And hey, it would mean so much to me and be the best Valentine's Day gift ever if you went and dropped me a review on my podcast. Be so kind. And that's it. Talk to you in the next episode next week. Bye-bye. Thanks for listening and being a subscriber to A Poor Girl's Guide to a Rich Life. Your support means so much to me. Don't forget to check the show notes for any and all links. You never know what you're going to find there. It can be different every single time. And again, don't forget to drop us a review. It helps the podcast so much. I do this for free, so that means the world to me. We'll catch you next week in another episode.